The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Monday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with Stuart Beasley, Andy Holding and Brian Toomey in the studio. We have two flat meetings on Monday afternoon, one from Pontefract and one from Windsor, accompanied by Jumps Racing from Stratford. So three meetings to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by William Hill Radio's Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Good, thanks, Mark. Yeah. All well as well, and you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Coming off the back of a pretty spectacular weekend, obviously we've had all of the Group 1s in France. We don't know the ARC winner at the time of recording this, unfortunately, but we do know the winners from Saturday, and plenty of good racing around the country on Saturday.
Indeed, Mark. I think probably the highlight of the cards was a red car for the two-year-old trophy. Lamato was a very impressive winner. Graham Lee had a steering job. And a horse that, you know, we've hadn't seen for a couple of months since winning a listed race at Newbury, and scoped dirty and missed an intended target, and then the ground turned against him. But we did get the chance to see him yesterday, and he was very impressive. And Connection say now that that's him for the season, and they're going to get him ready for the new three-year-old six furlong race at Royal Ascot. Yep. So a lot to look forward to next year with Lamato. A very impressive winner yesterday.
He was, yes. Unbeaten in four starts now. 6-5 favourite for Red Car's biggest race, the two-year-old trophy. 6-5 in a 23-runner field. Just shows how well fancied he was, and he won like a 6-5 shot, didn't he?
So. Yeah, you know, Graham Lee rode him like a very good horse, and he travelled from the minute he broke from the stalls all the way through the race, and he was never really out of his comfort zone. You know, he had to work harder when he won the listed race at Newbury than he did yesterday. Always travelling very well within himself, and just nudged out to score comfortably.
Mm-hmm. Another unbeaten horse that we saw winning on Saturday was Lightning Moon in the Group 3 Benghoff Stakes at Ascot. He's going the right way, isn't he?
He is, yes. He still ran around a little bit in the closing stages yesterday. Probably wasn't helped by the second drifting across, but another giant step forward from him. You know, he'd looked impressive in his two previous starts, and Ed Walker's horses are in terrific form at present. Stepping into Group 3 company for the first time, he had to work hard to see off Danzino in the closing stage, and of course we have an Air Gold Cup winner who finished third. So it was a solid Group 3 yesterday, and a very impressive performance from Lightning Moon, another horse that remains unbeaten, 3 from 3 now.
Yeah, we also had Group 1 race on Saturday. We had the Phillies Group 1 Sun Chariot Stakes at Newmarket, and Integral winning that. She's on a bit of a roll at the moment, isn't she?
She is. Obviously, she was third last time in France and reversed the form. And that was a tremendous victory yesterday. You know, she's improved an awful lot this year. And I love the way she sprinted clear of Miss France, who, you know, won the 1,000 guineas back earlier in the season. So a really impressive performer. She is a top-notch Group 1, and she will continue to take an awful lot of beating in these events, Mark.
Mm. She was second in the race last year behind Sky Lantern, who obviously reopposed on Saturday. Things not going right for Sky Lantern now. She's really struggling, isn't she?
She is, yeah. That's a couple of real disappointing runs now, and could only finish sixth yesterday. Was one of the first beaten in the race. And, yeah, as you say, she's just gone a little bit sour, lost her form. But which is a shame, because she was a high class filly, but I just wonder if Connections will decide to call it a day now and send her off for breeding.
Yeah, maybe so. Plenty to look at from Saturday, Craig. Anything else stand out to you?
Just one to touch on, Mark. And obviously the flat is drawn to a close, so I don't really want to put a flat horse up to follow for the remainder of the season. But those are a race at Fontwell yesterday, the Novices Limited Handicap Chase, where I thought Vical of Gary Moores, who he finished fourth but jumped really well, missed out the second last fence, I think it was, just blew up in the closing stages, badly needed the run. He's handicapped off his hurdle form on 112. I would imagine that will probably drop to 109, 110 now. But the way he went through the race and the sizing scope suggests he's going to make an even better chaser than he was hurdler. And I think he's a horse that, you know, when once his fitness is up to speed, he'll be well ahead of the handicapper and he can build on that performance from Fontwell yesterday. So one to keep an eye on, Vical, Gary Moore, novice chasers and obviously handicaps off, you know, what a mark of what should now be around about 110.
Yeah, just made a slight mistake, didn't he? Three out, so that probably just hindered him a little bit.
It did, yeah.
Brush up his jumping.
When, obviously, probably Gary Moore's horses are always left with a little bit to work on him.
Yeah.
When you're not 100% fit and you make that mistake, and at that stage of the race, it can take an awful lot out your mark. And, you know, he trailed home, like you said, and quite far back in the end, but I thought there was a highly promising chasing debut.
Okay, while we're on the subject of jumpers as well, I'm just going to mention Sizing Europe. 12 years of age, was retired at the back end of last season. They decided he didn't want to retire, came back in the PWC Champion Chaser race, which he'd won the previous 3 years, and got there right in the line to beat Road to Riches, which was quite a good sight to see. So it's good to see him still in good form, isn't it? Because
indeed, he's been a smashing chaser. I didn't actually see the race and haven't had a chance to catch the replay yet. But you know, Bruni was keeping us up to date with the the race yesterday, and he got the verdict by a head in the end. There was a big gap back to the third burn and turn. Just fantastic to see the old boy still turning on the magic at this age.
Yes, not too far away from the jumps game as well. It certainly whet my appetite for the National Hunt Sphere. Shall we move on? Shall we move on to
indeed,
Monday's action?
Indeed.
Yeah, we've got racing at Pontefract, which Craig's focused on, and we'll get his thoughts next.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, Craig's picked out three races for us at Pontefract, starting in their 240, and this is a Class 4 nursery over 6 furlongs, 11 runners in the lineup here, and obviously being a nursery, it's for the two-year-olds, and there's a few of these coming into this in winning form, Craig. Best Dressed, Fingal's Cave, Use Your Filbert, he's only had the one start, and it was a winning one. Qatar Road also in winning form, so is Scarlet Bounty, so quite a good race.
It is. Very good race, Mark. You know, for this time of year, we've got 11 runners contesting it. As you said, horses coming into the race in very good form. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. I think the starting point here for us is Arthur Martinleek for the Carl Burke team. Horse that three starts back was very impressive winner of a maiden at Yarmouth, beaten quite smart on that occasion. The Willie Haggis horse that finished fourth has subsequently won a Wolverhampton maiden. So the form is okay. The second and third have since been beaten a long way. But, you know, this horse had his sights raised a little too much at York in a sales race. Wasn't a bad performance, in all honesty, finishing 10 lengths behind Muktaga, who's a quite impressive winner for the Haggis team again. And then at Chester last time, he was dropped back to 5.5 furlongs. He was drawn wide. He was forced to go the furthest throughout on the outside. And he was doing all his best work at the finish. So I think the step up in trip to 6 furlongs on a little bit stiffer track at Pontefract can bring about a little bit more improvement. And he's got a plum draw in stall 1. Doesn't look too badly handicapped still off a mark of 77. And this is a much more realistic task than he's faced on his last two starts. So he has an excellent chance to get back to winning ways. What we've seen at the beginning of August at Yarmouth, Mark.
Okay. Who are you most worried about in there, Craig?
I think you've got to be worried about Robert Cowell's horse, who has only had one start and was a good winner at Haydock. You could have thrown a blanket over the first four home on that occasion, but the second, Subversive, and the fourth, American Artist, have both subsequently won maidens. So that form is working out, and the first four on that occasion pulled a good four lengths clear of the fifth. So, you know, they could all be horses to follow. And this horse hasn't been overburdened in his first start in a handicap. An opening mark of 76 could be on the lenient side, what we've seen from that Haydock maiden. So he's one I'd be worried about. And again, another one with a plum draw in stall 2. So he's one to keep a close eye on, Use Your Filbert. But I'm going to stick with the Carl Burke runner and Arthur Martinleek.
Okay. Arthur Martin Leake in the 240 then. Moving on to the 310 next. And this is a Class 3 handicap over a mile and 4 yards. So just 4 yards more than a mile. It's for three-year-olds, rather. And we'll start here with the top weight, Greg. Dream Spirit, who won his first two starts, the second of them being at Newmarket. He then stayed in Class 2 company at Newmarket, but came a little bit unstuck last time. So what do you make of him here? I mean, this is a bit of a dropping class.
It is a dropping class, Mark. And he's to look at this horse, he has a lot of size and scope. And, you know, after three runs, I still think there's an awful lot more to come from him. He is a real likeable sort. He was disappointing, though, at Newmarket last time, and has to put that poor effort behind him here. He's on a mark of 95 now, and he's conceding quite a bit of weight to some useful performers here. And although I think this horse will definitely still go on, I think he faces a tough task in this heat tomorrow at Pontefract.
Okay, so sounds like you're taking him on then, Craig.
Yeah, you know, I do like him. You know, it's one of those horses where I really do like him. But I just think the conditions of this race, conceding weight and coming off the back of a poor run at Newmarket, will make life tough for him. I can make a case for a good view here, Mark. I think if we can, we'll set the pace to the race along with Potent Embrace. You can see him, those two horses trying to make all from the start. But I'm going to give a chance here to a horse that we haven't seen for the best part of 3 months. Libran for Alan Swinbanks. Clearly something went wrong on his last start at Haydock, because he travelled well for a long way in that contest and just dropped out in the closing stages. Prior to that, he had a real bad draw at Musselburgh over a mile and a half on that occasion, and he finished eighth, but racing wide throughout didn't help, and he was much better than that performance. If you look back to his form earlier in the season, where he won a Musselburgh maiden in great style, followed up in a conditioned race at Linkfield, and was an unlucky loser in one of the best handicaps I've seen at Redcar this year. I thought it was a real good race back in May, finishing second to Al Bashir of Marco Botti's. And if he can get back to that kind of form, off a mark of 82, Kieran Fallon booked, I think there's an awful lot more to come from him. Obviously got to prove his fitness after being off for the best part of 3 months. But, you know, when we seen him in April, he was fresh that day. Yep. And he won very well.
Okay, so you take a chance on LeBron?
Yeah, I think LeBron, I think he could offer some value here. It's a good race. It is a really good race. And I think conceding, or rather getting weight from the majority of his rivals, getting off 8 stone 8 here, he could take an awful lot of beating.
Okay, good stuff. On to the 340 next, and the final race we're going to look at. This is the Phil Bull Trophy Condition Stakes. It's for 3-year-olds and older, so over 2.25 miles. And Repeater's an interesting runner here, Craig. Not got many, he's got a few duck eggs next to his name, but he's been running in better company than this in the likes of the Doncaster Cup and the Ebor. Does this dropping class seem go somewhere near here today?
No.
No.
He's just a horse you cannot trust, Mark.
No.
He seems to have developed a losing habit now. He travels well into contests, and sometimes he just doesn't want to go through with his effort in the closing stages. This, as you said, is a mark dropping class, but I still couldn't trust the horse. You look back to his run at Sandown at the beginning of July, where he had every chance on that occasion, and he absolutely threw his race away. Havana Beat got back up for Andrew Balding that day, and he's simply not one to trust his Repeater.
Okay, so don't trust Repeater then. Which one do you put your trust in?
I'm going to go for a horse that won this race 12 months ago, and he won it in fine style. And you just need to look back to the horse he beat on that occasion. 14 lengths back in second place was Mutual Regard, who went on to win the Ebor this year. So that was a fine piece of form. He was getting the 3-year-old allowances last year, which is key. But he's another one. He's, you know, he's been lumping big weights and handicaps the last twice at York and Goodwood, and he's run respectively on both occasions. I think this is a marked drop in class for him. He gets in well at the weights here, and I think he can repeat his victory in this 12 months ago. The biggest danger could come from Big Thunder, but he's starting to become a little bit disappointing this year. He has now developed the habit of being slowly away from the stalls and racing keenly, and I just don't think he's going the right way, Big Thunder. So I think this offers an excellent opportunity for this horse to repeat his win 12 months ago for Godolphin, statutory.
Okay, statutory to win the race for a second year in a row. Then let's just have a quick summary, Craig, if you'll spin us through your thoughts for Pontefract one more time.
Yeah, Mark, 240. We're going for Arthur Martinlake to win that nursery. And in the 310, Alan Swinbank's LeBron coming back off a 93-day break. And finally, in the 340, the staying contest, statutory to repeat his win in this race from 12 months ago.
Okay, fantastic stuff. Thank you very much, Craig. Good luck and enjoy on Monday.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Penultimate meeting of the season at Pontefract. And it's been a good season. Obviously, Math Tool, I think, has been the highlight. A very impressive winner of a Group 3 for Godolphin last year. Entered in the Racing Post Trophy. Could end up being a big player in next year's 2000 Guineas. So another fantastic season for Pontefract. Two meetings to go. Really, really enjoyable track.
Yeah, good stuff. And good day to come up on Monday as well. Thanks, Craig. And you'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. Stuart Beasley, Andy Holding and Brian Toomey will be the team in the studio. We have this card at Pontefract. There's also flat racing at Windsor and jumps racing from Stratford. So do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Monday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.